This is the joint meeting of the San Juan County Water Conservancy District and the Grand County Water Conservancy District, which takes place at the San Juan County Courthouse located at 117 South Main Street in Monticello, Utah, 84535. Today is May 28th, 2026. The time is 6 p.m. In attendance for Grand County Water Conservancy District are Vice Chair Kevin Clyde and Steve Getz. Joining remotely is Ben Wilson. Not in attendance are Brian Backus and Don Hamilton. For the San Juan County Water Conservancy District, go through the list there, we're going to put it, is Trevor Palmer, Mark Powell, George Matoka is chair, Shane Shumway, Karen Ney. In the public present are Brian Martinez, and Lori Mon was going to join via Teams or by phone. There you go.
Okay, so roll call and determination of quorum.
Except you didn't mention Tyler.
We have a
quorum. Oh, Tyler's the manager.
I'm not nobody.
Because of the purpose of the joint meeting, consideration of appointment of Representative Colbert III, Utah Board for the Southeast Area. Review and discussion of HRB 473 and appointment requirements. We'll go through that.
Yeah, so as we kind of discussed prior to the meeting, it was through the House Bill 473 that Grand County Water Conservancy District and San Juan County Water Conservancy District would jointly make an appointment for the position for the one-year term. It is not a recommendation. It is the direct appointment. Once we're done here, we'll relay this information to the River Authority in the state of Utah, and that will be it. That's the official. I don't even think they're swearing in or anything if we select Brian as that individual.
Okay, so are there any citizens here to be heard?
I can call Lori now, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Did you want a chance to talk in the... You could be in Citizens to be Heard right now if you want.
You just got to realize we have 10 times the amount of water you guys do.
Yeah. Hey, Lori, how are you?
You got to take care of us.
So we're just starting. We're on our public comment portion. We're actually in the joint portion of it. So I'm just going to have you... I'm just going to put you on speaker.
Well, the big thing is...
I think... Brian, do you want to... Are you going to...
...be able to make anything work.
I'm really excited for the opportunity. You know, one of the things I think that is a concern is how we will be able to actually be represented and affect any type of change up there. And I do have some pretty good connections at the state and at the federal level, and I do think that I'll be able to represent both Grand and San Juan County well. I feel like I have a good pulse on what's important as far as our water goes, and making sure that we protect our rights moving into the future.
Lori, did you want to speak during the Citizens to be Heard?
Sure. So as far as Brian goes, this seat and this position had been talked about when we were at UAC during the legislative session, and Brian looks at me and we immediately jumped up like, hey, we've got to have someone that represents our area. And so Brian started pushing that quite heavily. And the thing with Brian is that he understands the water, he understands the issues, and he understands that very well. And he had approached me actually about a joint water project with Grand and San Juan and the possibility of some diversion of shares out of the Colorado that would benefit Spanish Valley. And so it was there kind of that I realized his drive for that and his drive to do that and be aware on the value of having representation. And so I guess if I were to speak in his behalf, I would definitely say he's definitely your advocate. I know he doesn't live in San Juan County, but he's definitely your advocate. And as long as people from San Juan County communicate with him and tell him exactly what our needs are, he's very aware of those. We have a lot of conversations regarding that. So I have full confidence that if he were to represent both Grant and San Juan, we would have a great representative.
Does anybody have any questions?
You got them all out of the way earlier.
You got. So yeah, Brian's actually been here for a little bit. This is Tyler Lurie, and we've kind of talked to him and discussed a few things and been chatting before the meeting actually officially.
Okay.
Was it called to order?
Yes.
So.
Well, and Brian, Brian, you're very familiar with the Colorado. You've done it for how many years were you active with Colorado and doing all of that?
I've been running the Colorado River for, since 23 years. So it's what brought me.
Yes.
Here. I mean, I know the drainage from, the state of Colorado on the Dolores all the way in, the San Juan all the way down, the Colorado River from, the state line all the way down through, and the Green River, in its entire drainage. And then I also know the canyons of Lake Powell as well. It wasn't just a rafter, but I was a motorboater out there on those sections of water. So, I'm very familiar with what's happening as far as it goes as our home, right? To think of, the actual place of the Colorado River. But then I'm also very familiar with the issues that face us, just as rural communities, and the access that we have to our future water rights.
Andy has a jet boat that'll go up the river at 60 miles an hour.
I need to get on that.
We'll hold one of our meetings on that thing.
And I can run the river when it's at 5,000, and I can run it when it's at 100,000. So.
Okay, if there's no other public comment to be made, I'll close that portion of the meeting. And we'll now go to the joint board discussion. One person at a time.
Lori, do you want to continue on the call, or do you want to? Did you hear George?
Actually, I'm going to probably start losing service here pretty quick, so.
Okay, perfect.
I'll just mute, and then if I bump out, I bump out. How's that?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
Gotta watch it. We lose her.
Okay. Any discussion? Not hearing any. Let's see what's next here.
You would entertain a motion.
You want to move to step two right away?
You're on step one still. Agenda item, you.
Chair will entertain a motion from the Central Water Conservancy District.
Do you want to go through discussions of any? I mean, you can go to 7 and 8. I was jumping to 9.
Well, on the actual agenda, do you have
the agenda? Yeah, on the agenda itself, we San Juan County Water Conservancy District nominations and selections, and Grand County Water Conservancy District nominations and selections.
Okay, so what do we need to do?
So
we're gonna all right. Sounds like we're getting Brian to do it.
Okay,
what
so
we need to do? Unless somebody has some.
Does any San Juan County?
Mark wants a clarification.
Motion for a nomination of an individual.
Motion to.
Well, first I want to ask one question. What we're doing is nominating him for 1 year to start with.
1 year.
And after that, maybe then each county would come more.
We'll have another joint meeting, and between the two, we'll nominate.
Three names.
We'll get three names. And those will be submitted to the, and then the governor chooses from those three.
This nomination is for 1 year.
One year.
And then we go forward with that.
As long as we're settled at the end of the year, so we won't need it.
Yeah, there won't be any more discussion after that.
Starts July 1st.
July 1st.
Yeah. So, he's saying within a year it's going to be.
In a year, they'll have it all figured out. It's going to rain snow and nobody cares. So
we're optimists down here.
Okay. What do we need to do?
So I
move from the San Juan Water Conservancy District, we appoint Brian Martinez. Nominate.
Second?
I'll second.
Mark, all those in favor?
Aye.
Nobody opposed? Nobody? Okay. No, it's Grant County's.
No.
District.
I move that the Grand County Water Conservancy District appoint and approve Brian Martinez to serve as the Southeastern Area Representative to the Colorado River Authority of the Utah Board, subject to the San Juan County's Water Conservancy District's corresponding approval.
Second.
Okay, can you make the motion, Steve? You're acting as chair.
Okay.
And that was the motion. Oh. You can just say you made the motion.
I made that motion.
I made the motion.
Okay, and then Ben, did you hear the motion?
Yeah.
Is that as a graduation. Ben, can you hear me? He's on there still, but.
He's can't talk.
He's muted.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't even know he's muted.
I'm unmuted. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's showing mute on my end.
How about now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
So I made a motion.
Chad.
Appoint Brian Martinez. In conjunction with the San Juan Water Conservancy District.
Can you second that, Ben? Lost him. Did you hear his motion? Do you second that?
Yeah, I heard just the motion for Brian to be the representative is kind of what I got out of it.
Yep. Can you second that motion?
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. So now the declaration of the joint appointment. Chair?
Okay, so the chair and both chairs of both counties declares that Brian Martinez has been duly appointed to joint action of the Grand County Water Conservancy District and the San Juan Water Conservancy District for the Southeast Area Representative to the Colorado River Authority of the Utah Board, representing Grand County, San Juan County, Garfield County, and Wayne County.
Okay. And now you can take a motion for an adjournment.
So it's done.
That's it. Okay. So move.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right. Thanks, Ben.